for someone like me who came in to your world with zero financial investing knowledge or experience. Even I have been able to learn from these tactics that you're teaching. And you've done this on purpose. You've done this because you want to empower people like me to have more knowledge so that they're not running into an issue with a snake oil sales guy or a nefarious, investor, somebody that just tries to overtalk them, right?
Yeah.
So what is in your masterclass? What are we going to learn?
So in the masterclass, you're going to learn how to find, evaluate, and value great stocks fast. What do I mean by that? The processes that I've developed over the last 15 years and are in the course helped me evaluate 3,943 stocks in 40 days. And sorry, critical thinking has some great comments over here. The only loyalty I have is my portfolio. Companies are for profit, and so am I. I dump after the pump with a thumbs up. That's
love it.
And then if I needed brain surgery, I would go to Elon Musk. He may be the only person on earth.
Yeah.
Pretty fair. I would go to for that. Because he legitimately taught himself rocket science from learning from books.
Yeah, pretty sure he could figure it out.
He's probably the lone exception on earth for that. That's a great
way to make us look like fools, critical theory. Well played.
That's awesome.
I love it.
So you learn all of that in these processes that I use to evaluate 3,943 stocks in 40 days in 73 countries. Why is that important? Because the more stocks you are able to look at, the higher chances and the higher probabilities you have of finding great stocks fast and investing in those stocks. I did that back in, I evaluated the stocks in 40 days during the COVID crash last year. And if I was able to buy, I was not able to buy because the market shot up higher, faster than it's ever gone before. But if I was able to buy the stocks, seven stocks I found after researching those stocks, that I absolutely 100% was confident to buy for the long term, I would have been up 99.8% of the portfolios I managed last year.
Wow.
Which is very good.
Yep.
The average investor does about 10% per year. I do in the first 9 years of my career about 23.5% per year on average. In the first 9 years of my career, which legitimately makes me one of the best stock pickers in the entire world over the last 9 years. So
okay,
you learn.
You.
Go ahead.
When you have the experience. So what do you mean by fast? Do I have to go through this course for 12 freaking months before I can even look at a stock?
No. So one of our students, Damien, who you and I are both familiar with, Charlotte,
yeah.
We went through 4 1-hour training sessions together. And he was able to, after that, from zero knowledge in finance, other than he liked finance and business and want to learn about it, to evaluating stocks by himself in four 1-hour sessions.
Wow. Okay. Now that's my kind of time frame. Actually, that's a lot better. So if I want to get into the game now, I'd rather it be now-ish rather than much later-ish. All right. So we got stocks. What else is in your course?
Well, it's mainly a stock investing course,
but the
principles can be used to not only invest well in stocks. I've adapted the principles myself to look at private businesses to buy and also commercial real estate to buy as well. So the principles are the same, the investing principles, and what I mean by that, buying stuff when it's cheap. How do you figure out if it's cheap? By figuring out its value. This goes back to the conversation we were having earlier on price versus value. If the price is up here for a stock and I find the value is up here, that means it's overvalued. That means I wouldn't want to buy it. However, if they're reversed, I'm never going to get used to this camera being mirrored.
I know.
If that's reversed and the value is up here and the price is down here, that means the stock is massively undervalued. That means I should consider buying it. So how do I figure out? That's a big thing of what we talk about in the course. How to find, evaluate, and value stocks to figure out stocks that are undervalued so you can have a increase your odds of not only investment success, but lower your downside risk and lower your risk of losing money as well.
And this is a framework. You're saying this is a framework that I can then apply to real estate if I want to or anything else I want to invest in.
Yeah. So I've used these principles not only for personal investments in the portfolios I manage, but also I've gotten jobs with these skills, writing jobs, writing jobs. I've gotten, consulted with companies all over the world that have been worth millions of dollars on how to grow their businesses. So you can use these skills not only to invest in stocks to multiply your money, but you can always use these skills to make money as well.
Okay. And now one more question about this, and I swear we can wrap up because this is important. I've taken other courses after learning from somebody that I want to learn from, and I get in the course and it turns out I can't access that person. I mean, maybe they have somebody that will answer my question for me, but I don't want to talk to that person. I want to talk to the person I bought the course from. How much access do we have to you in this course?
A lot. So especially the first, because we just relaunched this month, wasn't it?
Yep. Earlier
this
month. And we've already got people coming in quick.
Yeah. We relaunched this officially earlier this month. We've already got people coming in, but the first to be determined amount of people, it's going to be a small amount of people that come in, will get a ton of access to me. What do I mean by that? Group trainings, one-on-one trainings potentially with me, or actually probably for the first several people who keep coming in. Access to our Facebook group, access to me via phone calls, text, Zoom calls, all that. You will have an enormous amount of access to me, especially for the first kind of groupings of people that come in. Not only because I can help you because I've been doing this so long, but I can answer your questions because I've likely struggled with a lot of the same stuff you've struggled with. Or I've had students who have struggled with the same stuff you're struggling with, so I can keep your progress going fast so you don't kind of plateau frustrated and go down and have to figure it all out again.
So if I go through this and then I find a stock and I think it might be a worthwhile investment based on the information I have learned in your masterclass, can I then take that stock and what I've learned to you and be like, can you have a look at this to make sure I haven't lost my mind here? Would you be able to do that?
Yes. Yes. Perfect. So I've actually done that with students. We've done that. And specifically, I'm thinking of right now, Shafiq, if you're out there, one of our students, he brought a couple stocks into our group trainings and we went through them. When I say we went through them, we went through my entire process from beginning to end, including reading their financial statements, their financial reports going back several years. We did this entire weeks-long case study where we did this. And we got to the end and Shafiq really liked the stock. And he said, we put in so much time in this. And I was like, yeah, we did, but I would not recommend you buy the stock because it's not a good stock in my opinion. That stock ended up falling like 99%.
Wow.
After we made that video, because I found some red flags in there that were, made me think they were doing things not well, not properly, not even legally, if memory serves me right. And so we backed away. And I actually don't know if he invested in it, so I'm gonna have to ask him. But
yeah, I'm curious.
We did do that stock, and if I'm thinking about the right stock, because we covered a lot of stocks, if I'm thinking about the right stock, it fell like 99% and either went into bankruptcy or got bought out or something. Because there was some fraud or something going on there.
A worthwhile amount of time to spend on saving yourself from losing a substantial amount of money.
Yes.
All right, fair enough. All right, Jason, I think we should wrap for the day.